this episode of Bible ASMR. My name is Aubrey, and today we're going to be finishing out Judges by reading chapter 21 and then reading Psalm 91 as well. Yesterday I ran my half marathon, woohoo, and it went really, really well. I didn't really know what to expect from it, really. I've never run that far in my life, so like during my training stuff, like leading up to it, I was expecting it to take like 3 hours to run it, but I didn't have to stop. I just kept running the whole time for the whole 13.1 miles, and I finished in 2 hours and 16 minutes with like an average pace of like 10 minutes and 30 seconds a mile, so I'm really proud of myself. I think it went really, really well. It was not as hard as I was expecting it to be. I mean, it was still challenging, but I did a lot better than I thought I was going to. So thank you for everybody that was thinking of me while I was running. If you thought of me, I know I mentioned it, but yeah, it went really well and I'm really proud of myself. So, okay, let's read Judges 21. Chapter 21, Wives Provided for the Tribe of Benjamin. Now the men of Israel had sworn at Mizpah, no one of us shall give his daughter in marriage to Benjamin. And the people came to Bethel and sat there till evening before God, and they lifted up their voices and wept bitterly. And they said, O Lord, the God of Israel, why has this happened in Israel, that today there should be one tribe lacking in Israel? And the next day the people rose early and built there an altar and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. And the people of Israel said, which of all the tribes of Israel did not come up in the assembly to the Lord? For they had taken a great oath concerning him who did not come up to the Lord to Mizpah, saying, he shall be surely put to death. And the people of Israel had compassion for Benjamin their brother and said, one tribe is cut off from Israel this day. What shall we do for wives of those who are left, since we have sworn by the Lord that we will not give them any of our daughters for wives? And they said, what one is there of the tribes of Israel that did not come up to the Lord of Mizpah? And behold, no one had come to the camp for Jabesh Gilead to the assembly. For when the people were mustered, behold, not one of the inhabitants of Jabesh Gilead was there. So the congregation sent 12,000 of their bravest men there and commanded them, go and strike the inhabitants of Jabesh Gilead with the edge of the sword, also the women and the little ones. This is what you shall do. Every male and every woman that is slain with a male, you shall devote to destruction. And they found among the inhabitants of Jabesh Gilead 400 young virgins who had not known a man by lying with them. And they brought them to the camp at Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan. Then the whole congregation sent word to the people of Benjamin, who were at the rock of Rimmon, and proclaimed peace to them. And Benjamin returned at that time, and they gave them the women whom they had saved alive of the women of Jabesh Gilead, but they were not enough for them, and the people had compassion on Benjamin because the Lord had made a breach in the tribes of Israel. Then the elders of the congregation said, what shall we do for wives for those who are left, since the women are destroyed out of Benjamin? And they said, there must be an inheritance for the survivors of Benjamin, that a tribe not be blotted out from Israel. Yet we cannot give them wives for our daughters, for the people of Israel had sworn, cursed be he who gives a wife to Benjamin. So they said, behold, there is the yearly feast of the Lord at Shiloh, which is north of Bethel, on the east of the highway that goes up from Bethel to Shechem, and south of Lebanon. And they commanded the people of Benjamin, saying, go and lie in ambush in the vineyards and watch. If the daughters of Shiloh